The Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Bikurim describes a very dramatic ritual that took place in the Beis HaMikdash in the context of the bringing of the Bikurim described at the beginning of this week's parsha. Ketzad ma'alin es ha-Bikurim. How did the farmer come and bring the Bikurim? And then the Mishnah goes ahead and describes an incredible spectacle. The Mishnah says that the farmers came and gathered all together in one particular place, and then they made their way, joining in a festive procession up to Yerushalayim. They were accompanied by musical instruments. And when they got closer to Yerushalayim, those who lived there came out and welcomed them and greeted them and escorted them into the city. Hechalil makel lifneihem ad shemagiyim karov liYerushalayim. And then v'chol ba'al hayum neyos, all of the workers sheb'Yerushalayim omdim lifneihem, would get up in respect to them as they walked by v'shoalim b'shlomam, and they would inquire as to their welfare. Achenu anshei hamakom ploni bosem l'shalom. Our brothers from a particular place, welcome, come in peace. Hechalil makel lifneihem ad shemagiyim lahar habayis. The chalil played all the way up to the har habayis, and then in a wonderful ceremony, they would present the first fruits to the Kohen. What a scene! What a ceremony! What a public spectacle! And for what? What exactly, in fact, did the farmer bring? So the Mishnah says, Ketzad mafrishim bikurim, and it's quoted by Rashi, Yored adam besoch sadehu, the farmer walks into his field. He saw a little frutala, a little piece of something, a date, a fig, a grape, a pomegranate, and he would go over, koshro bigami, tie a little rubber band around it. The Mishnah says, Elu devarim she'ein lohem shiur, hapeya v'habikurim. There is no minimum amount for Bikurim. I can give a tiny amount, anything, and I fulfilled my obligation. And yet we make such a big fuss, and we make such a big deal about it. Compare that to the very next few psukim in the Parsha. Ki sechale la'aser eskol ma'aser tvuoscha bashono ha'shlishis shenas ha'ma'aser v'nasato la'levi. For 6 out of the 7 years of the Shemitah cycle, certain percentages of the crops had to be given away for different purposes. Truma, a small percentage to the Kohen, and Meiser, a tenth to the Levi, and then a second Meiser, sometimes to be brought to Yerushalayim, sometimes to be given to the poor. And here I just gave away 1/10 of my entire produce and garnished. There's no pomp, and there's no circumstance, and there's no procession, and there's no music, and there's no fanfare, there's no special public ceremony. Kisachala la aser, I make a declaration, Ishai. For one little figula, you make such a big deal. I gave away close to 20% of my crop, and nothing. What's going on here? How do we understand? The explanation, I think, is very clear. Yeah, it's true, of course. The Truma and Meiser is a substantial amount. But it's a substantial amount as a percentage from something that was already produced. The harvest is over. I gathered my crop. I know exactly what I have. Then I have to give away a percentage to the Kohen. Truma and Meiser is an offering from that which has already been accumulated. What's Bikurim? Bikurim is the opposite. Bikurim is an offering from that which is yet to come. I don't have anything yet. I walk into my field. I find my very first fruit that's finally ripened after all the months of struggle and effort. And I give it away. I don't taste it. I don't enjoy it. I don't benefit from it. Literally, the very first fruits of my labor, take it to Yerushalayim and give it away. I have no idea how the year will be. I have no idea how successful or not my crop will be. And already I'm giving it away. Already I express my faith that God who brought me this fruit will, please God, bring me more fruits and will bless me with a full harvest. The focus of Maaser and Truma is the past. The focus of Bikurim is the future. The focus of Truma and Maaser is the known. The focus of Bikurim is the unknown. We stand on the threshold of a new year. The past is known. The past we have. We look to the new year, to the future, to the unknown. And we do so with faith that the blessings that, thank God, God has bestowed upon us should continue to bless us. And we should be, all of us, zoche and merit, to have a year full of only blessing and only joy and only happiness for us and for the Jewish people. Shabbat Shalom.